This is the Steve Cochran Show.
You are about to board the Sioux Sylvester Express. Destination? Horror.
Get a haircut? Looks awful.
You do with your depressing little group of kids what I did with my wealthy elderly mother. Euthanize it. That was the most offensive thing I've seen in 20 years of teaching, and that includes an elementary school production of Hair.
What do you want, Ladyface?
Well, I may buy a small diaper for your chin because it looks like a baby's ass. This is what we call a total disaster, ladies. I'm going to ask you to smell your armpits.
I'd love to stay and chat, but I got a satellite interview. That's lingo again. For an interview, be a satellite.
I gotta say, Dan Lynch, you worked the pause better than just about anybody since Carson. There's a skill to the pause, isn't there?
Yes.
Just worked it on me. Little best of Glee there. We were asking this off the air. When people stop you, what do they recognize you most for? Is it Glee?
Yeah, it's Glee, but it's a variety of things. Charlie's Therapist and Two and a Half Men, a lot. Hollywood Game Night, of course.
40 Old Virgin,
Role Models. If it's a
how about that Role Models, the Paul Rudd movie.
Yes, and yeah, and so was 40 Old Virgin. But yes, if the young man who's coming up to me is between like 18 and 22, it's usually Role Models.
What does it say for the 55-year-old who also goes, yeah, Role Models, cool.
My mom says, Two and a Half Men.
Sandberg, you got one?
Does anyone ever say that you look like Candace Olsen?
Yes, I've been accused of being her. People have come up to me and said, I love your show on TV. And I say, well, thank you very much. They say, I love what you did with that kitchen in the Georgian restoration home. And I went, well, that's not me.
Are you sure that Candace Olsen hasn't just inhabited you in some form and taken?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Who's to say?
You're having more fun than ever?
I am. I'm having a blast.
Hollywood Game Night, how long does that take to do? Do you guys do a bunch of them in a day?
We do. We'll do two. We do them on weekends, and we'll do two on Saturday, two on Sunday, and we usually get an order for 10. So we'll do one on a Wednesday.
So it's one of those shows, too, where I know in the first few episodes, you know, the agents and the managers and stuff are kind of watching, and then it gets a little buzz, and then I'm sure everybody's calling the producers going, hey, you got to get my guy on.
Yeah,
you got to get my girl on.
Absolutely.
Because you have no problems filling those couches now.
We don't. No. No, we have a lot of people who
want. But what about your buddies, your pals, people that call you up and go, Jane,
people
it'd be so great to be on. Because people want to do their show because it's fun.
And, you know, I have no power over there at all. I have suggested people, and no.
We should be on it.
You yeah. absolutely should
cool?
be on it.
Yeah. We're not big enough celebrities, though.
Well,
no,
we
you're
are.
Not. I can tell you that right now.
You know, the truth really hurts. It's really bad. That's why I'm calling my biography How to Get to the Middle and Stay There.
I love it.
All right. See Jane Sing. It's coming to the Lyric Opera June 17th and 18th. Best way to get information on tickets and get your tickets even is lyricopera.org June 17th and 18th. Two shows both nights.
Yes, exactly.
With your friend Kate Flannery.
With Kate Flannery, our band, a five-piece band, the Tony Guerrero Quintet, and it's just like an hour and 20 minutes of rollicking fun.
Cabaret style seating, which is cool. You got couches, you got tables, you got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. Yeah, I'm so excited to come home with the show. We've been all over the country and we've been very excited to do the Lyric. You know, I hosted their gala 2 years ago, and that's when we started talking about this.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that was really fun. You know, I've never been to the opera. Shame on me, but I've never ever been to the opera. And I should probably do that on Sunday. I wonder if there's anything going on here. But
yeah,
I should probably see an opera in my lifetime. And, you know, I used to work at the Civic Opera House, and I was fired from there.
What happened?
I was hired
You saw a different direction than they were going
yeah,
in?
Exactly. I wanted to answer the phones differently. I was answering the phones, and I had gotten the job through an employment agency, and I was just out of college. Then I got cast in a summer Shakespeare company thing where we were going to travel. And so I knew I was going to do that and that I was going to quit. But it didn't strike me that that would be an uncool thing to do since they paid an employment agency for me. So word got around that I was doing this because I naively was saying, hey, I'm going to go.
Guess what I got.
That's what I got. And then they called me into the office and said, you know, we have to let you go. And they wouldn't say why. And I can't tell you how it attacked my self-esteem and how sad it made me, even though I knew it was because of that. It was just.
So you did know. You didn't have to have somebody come up to you and go, Jane, hello.
Right. I did. I knew it was, but still, I felt terrible being fired. And
well, at least you're over it now.
Yeah, I'm totally over it.
Do you ever call him and go, yeah, right. You know who I am?
Exactly.
You know, the other thing we were talking about, too, off the air a moment ago, you get to L.A. in 93. And Chris Guest's first movie with you is when?
1999. But I did a commercial with him in 1998.
But in that spread, you know, you're doing guest spots right here and there. You hit a few things.
Yes.
But did you ever come close to going, it's not going to happen?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I was very happy doing what I was doing. I always had one eye looking at, oh, when am I going to be famous? When am I going to get the job that's going to make me rich? That kind of a thing. But I really loved what I was doing. I was doing a lot of sketch comedy in theaters. I had a great group of friends, a great creative group of friends. I was doing commercials and voiceovers and the occasional guest spot on TV. I was making a very nice living. So I didn't feel, I mean, when it did happen, when I got the Chris Guest movie, it was huge.
Right.
It was a huge thing, but mainly because I wanted to work with him. So, you know, I swear to you that if all this went away tomorrow, I'd come back home and I'd do theater.
Lucky girl. Yeah, you've had a pretty good run already, and it's really just starting to peak now.
Oh, well, that would
because
be nice,
everybody's offering you jobs.
Yeah, it's nice. It is. It's a really nice thing.
It is nice. And you got a new Chris Guest one that's coming out?
We do. It's called Mascots, and it's coming out in the summer on Netflix, and it's about the world of non-professional mascots who are mascots for, like, you know, AAA baseball teams and like college basketball. And they like the Christopher Guest movies, all of them, they culminate in some kind of a competition or a performance. And this would be the competition between the mascots that actually occurs. You can see it on YouTube.
It's, yeah, it's true. There is a
really,
mascot off.
Really funny to watch.
Yeah.
And of course, just as in all of his movies, these are very driven people who in this little subculture who are trying to get the brass ring.
And a really cool thing he does, a really smart thing he does, is he always mixes up the chemistry with everybody.
Yes.
Right? The,
mm-hmm.
the players move in different directions and
different.
You know what I love is Eugene Levy. And
he's not in this.
Oh, come on.
Eugene and Catherine are doing Schitt's Creek.
Oh,
I did not
right.
just swear on the radio.
No, that's an actual
that
show.
The name of the show.
SCH. Yeah.
They could not get out of it to do this. And I know they tried.
Oh, that sucks.
It really does. So don't see the movie, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
I'm in it, all right?
I feel like I've got to support you, but only through a limited lens.
Okay,
yes,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, my partner in this is Ed Begley Jr., and it was an absolute blast. He is amazing.
He's very funny.
He's a very funny guy.
Very funny.
So it's everybody but those two, and I know that's kind of a bummer.
And I loved your book, too. Your book
Thank
is
you.
So good, and I love the fact that you're so close with your family. You stayed grounded.
Yeah.
You got the Chicago roots.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that, because I always hate when cheesy, cliched interviewers go, well, the Midwest upbringing, the foundation. But there is something,
something
coming from, you know, a foundation of family and everything mm-hmm. else. Because good people and bad people, I don't know if you know, that can come from anywhere.
They sure can. They sure can. One of the things that in showbiz is the people say the Chicago actors are pretty special and pretty unique in that. And this one customer said to me, we are the only people she knows who actually hangs up their clothes in our dressing rooms. I guess everybody else takes their clothes off and throws them on the floor, whereas we're used to being in the theater where if you throw your costume on the floor, when you come back the next night, it's going to be on the floor still.
Well, but I do think that's a real measure of character, how you mm-hmm. treat people who take care of you, mm-hmm. whatever that means in your life.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
By the way, the book Andrea mentioned, Happy Accidents.
Thanks, Steve.
Get an extra copy. You'll lose one.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a backup plan.
Right.
Great pizza test in a moment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, big pizza test coming
great
up.
Great pizza
coming
test
up.
In a moment. Big pizza challenge coming up. You can cut the tension with a knife in here, can't you?
Yeah, literally.
I mean, it's vicious. Yeah, there you go. I wrote this. Little touch of the islands, a little hip-hop. And as a black entertainer, this is the music of my people.
Amen.
You know, Jane Lynch is here, but I gotta say, we've got another hilarious star coming up at 9:10, Ewan McGregor. And if you've not seen the comedy of Ewan McGregor, I'm telling you. So he'll be on about 9:10.
It's good pizza.
And Elise Glink next hour as well. All right, Jane, before we run out of time,
yes.
You had mentioned, and I appreciate it, Andre appreciate it, really appreciate the fact mm-hmm. that you're a friend of the show. It's very nice of you because at your level, you don't have to return our calls.
No, I don't.
No.
And I do.
No, and it's very nice of you. I know you have people return our calls, but you don't have to have your people return our calls.
Well, I was just saying, just quickly, I was just telling them that I do radio all over the country,
sure.
and you guys are unique and alone in how witty and smart.
Well,
and
it's nice.
And it's a wonderful show. You're head and shoulders above everybody.
It's very sweet, but are you saying that because we got your pizza?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, you know we are nuts for Lou Malnati.
I know you.
And that's not a knock on Aurelio's. We love Aurelio's, mm-hmm. but just, you know, we're Lou's people.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But we just asked you to try both.
Yeah.
And you're not going to offend us if you stick with your Aurelio's friends, but you're biting into both here. Yep. You love the cheese. You love the sauce.
Oh, my God. The Lou Malnati's is a little bit of a deep dish, and the cheese is amazing, the texture.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
yeah, it's really, really good. I like it very much.
All right.
Crust is great.
And Aurelio's, you're still nuts for Aurelio's.
Oh, my God. The cheese, the sauce, as you say, the sauce is what? Yeah.
The sauce is infused with crack at Aurelio's, we believe, yes. Mm-hmm. But not in an illegal way. Mm-hmm. Just in an addictive way.
In fact, I just get the cheese at Aurelio's because the cheese is so damn good.
So you just go in and order cheese. Mm-hmm. I'd like a box of cheese.
I want a box of cheese. Exactly. Absolutely.
All right, so you love Lou's, love Aurelio's.
Love,
why pick?
Yeah, I won't then.
Yeah, why? I mean,
internally, I've just chosen, but I'm not going to let you know.
Yes. No, you're still nuts for Lou's. You're nuts for Lou's. We're all nuts for Lou's here. But you understand. We can still be friends. Lou's. We can all still get along. Mm-hmm.
There can be two great Chicago pizzas.
Right.
Why do we limit ourselves to one?
Jay Lynch,
Dean,
and
if you consider being a write-in candidate in the 2016 presidential
election. Oh, hell, I'd vote for her. Right. I'd vote for you right now. See Jane Singh, Jay Lynch, and her friend Kate Flannery tearing it up June 17th and 18th at the Civic Opera House.
Please join us. We'd love to see you.
LyricOpera.org. And a new Christopher Guest movie coming.
Yes.
You're going to be on Channel 9. This is a big break for you. Channel 9 tomorrow with Dean. So I'm really glad that your people were able to get that done. Mm-hmm. And do you have any secret projects you can't tell us about?
No, not really. Nothing going on. Just going to do this big monster tour in June.
Okay.
And then I'm going on vacation in July.
Where are you going?
Montecito with the family.
Can we come?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
We go, it's right by Santa Barbara. It's right next door. And the family comes out from Chicago and we all either rent a house or whatever. And it's a beautiful area. It's just gorgeous.
We'll be bikini ready by then after all this pizza.
Right.
I agree with you, but I still think it's an odd look for me. I'm going to be honest with you. I like to go in and get the big and tall bikini, but it doesn't work for me. Thank you so much for doing this.
Pleasure. Thank you.
And good luck with See Jane Singh. Again, Lyric Opera. And best way to get tickets and information for it is the lyricopera.org. We'll take a break. Come back. More coming up, 720 WGN.